Hey guys, welcome back to This Urban Life. I know I hadn't posted since like 2 weeks now, and the last two episodes which I had posted, they were not very promoted by me, and I got like a fair amount of plays without promoting them. That's like so relieving to hear, because there are some of you who are really, you know, motivated to listen to this podcast. I'm very happy about it, and not that I'm going to do it in future, but I had my exams and stuff, so I could not promote it as much. But they are posted, so you can go listen to those episodes. There was like this Q&A one, which was long due again. And the second one was, well, this is fun. So it is basically me taking some... You know what? I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. Go check it out yourself. So I learned some things about me, which I didn't even know exist. Whatever the case is. So make sure you listen to those two episodes. And in this one, I'm thinking we could start like a new trend of episodes. For example, I'm just going to start randomly talk about something, as you saw in this title of this podcast episode, that there are some things I'm going to talk about, but they're totally random things and totally unrelated. So I thought of we can do some things like I'll just start talking, and whatever comes out as you know, as the whole episode, I'm going to tell that, put that as a title. So you guys can know what it is about. And before starting with the episode, I guess I can give you a bit like life updates or what's been happening around the world. So this week was not that great. It was fine. You know, academically it was really fine, but otherwise, for example, Manchester City lost to Manchester United by 0-2. And I know Mr. X must have been really, really happy about it, since, you know, the episode we did, the rivalry between the Manchester Derby and stuff, so you can go check out as well. So yeah, so he must be really happy. And yeah, I don't know, Manchester City was like in some streak. I mean, they were winning like 16 or plus matches all over every competition, but this match, oh my god, it makes me emotional. Okay, I'm joking. I mean, everyone has their ups and downs. Every team is not perfect. They will win sometimes, sometimes they will not. And being a true citizen, I must say, I really support Manchester City. So the other thing is that, of course, there are other factors, like there was like luck, support and stuff. Maybe the practice was not that good. I mean, yeah, there could have been some things, but, you know, luck plays a very, very, very important role, whether it's your exams, whether it's like anything you're doing, and everything you're doing right now at this moment, it's all about luck. You're alive because you are lucky. MAC principle number one, you're alive because you're lucky. I think I'll do these principles kind of like in every episode. Yeah, they are like universal truths, but whatever, I'll just remind you about them. So as I was saying, luck is important in every single event, and faith in God is also very important. All the 10th graders who are listening to this podcast will think I'm going to start a story about the Lencho thing, but no, I have a personal incident which I will like to share. And it's like exactly like a miracle. I mean, it really opened my eyes and really paved my way to, you know, worship God. I definitely worshiped God earlier to this incident, but you know what they say, it increased my faith in God even more. So there was this weekly kind of exam, which like fortnightly exam. And there were like three tests. One was the day before, suppose it's on Saturday and Sunday. So one was on Saturday and the next two exams were on Sunday. So I really had a rough day, you can say, on Saturday and Sunday both. Okay, let's say I had like a rough week. And even though I had prepared for the exam, I was not able to, you know, score as high as I think I could have scored in those exams. So what had really happened, my first two exams were like a total fluke. Like they were average, like you can say above average marks, but they were not, you know, like what would get me in the 10th percentile. So what happened in the last, very last exam, which also had like negative marking, I was in that situation where you think like, God, please do this, do that, please help me, I'll do anything, I'll do this, I'll go to the temple. I was exactly in that situation and I prayed to God like really hard. And what happened, what really surprised me, it was like my total marks were like 240 with negative marking plus 3 minus 1. And I really scored like a 200. And that was a lot, guys. You should have looked at like the difficulty of the paper. And it was like exactly like a miracle. I could not believe my ears, my eyes, whatever. And of course, when you're like in the examination hall, people compare their marks, they compare their scores. So I had been scoring like a bit less than the, you know, the, you can say toppers were scoring. But what I did in this exam really surprised me and maybe surprised them, I don't know. But what really, you know, I took out this, from this incident, it was really, really satisfying. And from that day, I believe that miracles do really happen. MAC principle number 2, write it down. Just kidding. So it was, you know, really enlightening for me to experience such a thing. And I was so happy, so grateful. And, you know, this incident, as I said earlier, also increased my faith in God even more, multiplied by 100. And I think I pray every day now. So that's the incident. And I am telling you guys, you should start praying, okay? You should start praying and you'll see that whatever things you do, whatever you do, like, it maybe it's like the most laziest things or stuff, God will support you at every single moment. Even if you're not doing good at the time, better things are coming. Remember that. And exactly some stuff like this happens in the exams. Of course, there are exams, like all kind of exams, the school exams. They just got over for me, maybe for other students as well. They will get over or they will start or something. I would like to share one more thing, one more incident. I was talking to this person. I will not take names, and they probably don't hear the podcast also, I think. But it really happened that there was this person, my classmate. So she went to the store to specially get, you know, the writing material, the stationery, because there was some kind of, you know, puja, a havan at her house. And this is like my first time speaking Hindi words on this podcast, so mark this. Oh my God, I'm using the same joke again and again. So yeah, so she really bought all the stuff for the exams, which are like 2 months from now, and she really, you know, got them. And only because, you know, she had faith that, I mean, not only her, every single one of us, at least, you know, take the name of God before writing an exam. So it is exactly like those situations, except the fact that she really, you know, prayed to God to bless her stationery. The thing is, the level of faith of people in God, and I have the perfect opportunity to cite the example of Lencho, but I will not. It'll be like cringe content for you guys. So yeah, so that is exactly like why faith in God is important. I think you've learned something from the experience. My prime motive from these episodes on will be to make you learn something new that you probably don't know from before. And this episode was majorly about faith, luck, exams. That's gonna be the Manchester City. That's gonna be the title of this episode, I think. So yeah, guys, make sure you check this podcast out on all the streaming platforms. You can send me voice messages as well. I have put this option down in the description, so you can click on that link and go send me a voice message. I have received a voice message, which I'm going to be, you know, putting in the next episode and acting on it, basically doing what the person has told me to do, requested me to do. So yeah, guys, please go check out the link, leave a comment, leave a voice recording, so I can, you know, make episodes on what you guys really want. And that's it for the episode. Follow this podcast, share this podcast, spread positivity, and yeah, peace out.